American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 11th day of February, 2020. It is a Tuesday. And a lot of stuff going on. Yesterday, there was a lot of stuff I was not able to get to. And I also have some updated stuff from Charlotte Iserby that I'll go over as well. A lot of stuff going on. And, you know, for those that are looking for the panacea, that are looking for the magic wand, or the miracle delivered from heaven, on making these globalist creatures go away, they've been at this for a very long time. Their history is not one of great success. Oh, they've made inroads. Oh, most assuredly. But they've seen those tatter and fall away. I give you a prime example here. European Union. Well, it's still there, but it's tattered. England just Brexited. Germany is talking about doing the same thing. And if that little drumbeat gets a little bit louder, I'm sure that you'll, the people in Portugal and Spain and Italy, tied up with these globalist bankers that have them right under their thumb, exactly where they wanted them, step out into the light and say, you know what, enough of this stuff. Then the dissolution of the European Union will happen rather quickly. But the salient point about this is simply this. They constructed their European Union. They put it together. They had it functioning for a while. And then what was supposed to happen was the North America, that little deal was supposed to go off. You know, Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America, and whatever other countries they could bring into the mirror to the European Union. Well, that's pretty much been stopped on this side. So what's happening now, and again, what's happening with the European Union, it's in tatters, and it ain't going to make it. Now, that's the good news. They've been working on this for a very, very long time. And, well, I might as well get into this right now. And Charlotte Iserby put this in her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She did that book in 1999. And this is on pages 13 and 14 of her book, which, by the way, Mike, remind me here, because the Deliberate Dumbing Down is out of print. But guess what? There's PDF available, and it's free. And Mike, remind me to have that posted by you before I leave the office today. And you can read the book for yourself. This is important. See, this is a battleground on which the common, ordinary Joe Blow from Kokomo, any citizen USA, anywhere, can get involved in learning what they have done and are doing with the school system to make it a transmission belt for the, you know, public disinformation or de-education of our kids. You know, the next generation set to take the reins once we shuffle off this mortal coil. So we are going to put that up, and thank you for this, Charlotte. I know you're probably listening today. So we'll have that that PDF link posted up. Please, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I will mention, this is something you can fight on your own ground. You got a public school right in your own backyard. You have several in your own backyard. Any city, USA. And what they're doing with the education curriculum right now, it's just not dumbing them down and not teaching them. It's teaching them now all the wrong things. Now they got their little hands in our kids' panties. Uh-uh. Don't work that way. This is something that any individual can do. Spread the information with your friends, your email trees, get together, make a strategy, and go get your local school board. You can do it. Why not? The stuff is going to be made available to you. And here's the question. If you know the information is there, you know it's wrong, you know it has to be corrected, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And again, I want to emphasize this point and make people understand this. This is not going to go away by some non-governmental organization. I don't give a damn how conservative they are. They're good at collecting money and amassing stuff and targeting and going after specific things, and that's fine. But it's not this fast light brigade, so to speak. Okay? It's more bureaucratic. It grinds it out. There's a process, and you go through the process. This, we're talking about ordinary American citizens armed with the information. Information is power. Ask the globalists this. They control it. They should know. This is something that you can partake in. You can educate yourself on this, group with your friends, other concerned parents, and go start scaring the hell out of these unelected school board members, okay, that are pushing this crap down your children's throat and then saying that there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, really? Well, you've not felt the pains of hell. Or my boot. I'll let the pains of hell thing, that'll take care of itself. My boot in your butt, it's going to be very uncomfortable for you. You know, this is an excerpt, as I started to say, from Charlotte Isherby's book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, 1999 book. Page 13 and 14. This is from 1927. The Christian Science Monitor of August 8, 1927, quoted from an address to the World Federation of Education Associations. It was called the WFEA at their Toronto, Canada conference delivered by Dr. Augustus Thomas, and he was the Commissioner of Education for the state of Maine. Excerpt from Dr. Thomas's revealing address. And here's just a portion of it. Now tell me, folks, that this has not been in the works for a very, very long time. It's a very slow and deliberate process. I quote, "If there are any of those who think we are to jump immediately into a new world order, actuated by a complete understanding and brotherly love, they are doomed to disappointment. If we are ever to approach that time, it will be after patient and persistent effort of long duration. The present international situation of mistrust and fear can only be corrected by a formula of equal status, continuously applied to every phase of international contacts until the cobwebs of the old order are brushed out of the minds of the people of all lands. This means that the new world must await a long process of education and building up of public conscience and an international morality, or in other words, until there is a worldwide sentiment which will back up the modern conception of a world community. This brings us to the international mind, which is nothing more or less than the habit of thinking of foreign relations and business affecting the several countries of the civilized world as a free, cooperating equals." Now, there it is. It's going to take a long time to change public perception. One of the major things that you have to do is wipe out that education. that keeps feeding this idea of individualism, sovereignty, nation status, secure borders. You get the idea. Now, how they tried to smash this, of course, was through, health care for all. That allows the government in to snoop and poop on every aspect of your life. And then once you find out what they're collecting the data for, well, hand in hand, this was a partnership of sorts. You were also to be disarmed. As the fake president, Barry Sartorio, was in office with his health care plan. Well, that fell on its face. These people are so bad at doing anything, they couldn't even get the website to work. You know, I know 500 IT guys would be chomping at the bit to have a government contractor to pay them a ton of money, and they could make it work. Hell, I've seen 10th and 11th graders that could do it. Okay, it's not rocket science. It's a process, and it's an art, and it's a talent. And it's no mystery. But they couldn't even get the Iowa caucus. They couldn't get their data collected. Wow. And they're going to run healthcare? Well, the healthcare website never did work right. And then people started to find out, hey, wait a minute here. I was told I could shop anywhere for my healthcare, go get whatever doctor, whatever facility, no problem. My insurance premiums are going to drop because, well, there's going to be more and more people in this. There's going to be this collective kind of pool, so to speak. No. None of that was true and correct. But this was about control. And about the time that they were gathering up and siphoning all the information, you were also be disarmed. Once you figured out what was going on, what are you going to do? Yell bad words at them? Did you post that up, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't find it.
Well, I have it right here. I will send that over to you on the next break. But, you know, all of what you see in this country right now, with this, the anti-fascist out there, you know, the little thugs that dress in black and wear black masks. These little fascists. and I was talking to Steve Elkins today, and I said, you know, I said, the strange thing about this is, you know, they've been out there pushing violence. You know, it's what the militias used to be called. Well, these militias are getting together and they're forming. They're going to go attack the federal government. No, we're not. There's a lot of tax money in Washington, D.C. We don't want to break any furniture. We want the buildings. We just want the people to represent the form of government that we're supposed to have in the seats in Washington, D.C. Simple as that. Oh, they're going to blow up federal buildings. What? What for? Why do I want to blow up a federal building? Why would I want to blow up a post office? Is that going to hurt the Fed? Oh, we're scared. We give up. It's been a scam from the word go. And what has been demonstrated beyond question, for all the years the militias have been out there, for all the groups that have been out there, we are nonviolent. The people that possess the capacity for a great amount of violence have not been violent for one good reason. There was no point to it. Just as it's pointless for the little Antifa creeps out there, they're destroying stuff and beating people up and generally making a pain in the ass out of themselves. But are they a real threat to the country? Only its influence of somebody that's dumb enough to join their ranks. For what? To destroy this country? Wow. That seems to me to be a plan of the globalist. To split and divide the people of this country. Just like it has been, and nobody can talk me out of this one, folks, there's a reason why the Democrats in the major cities have kept the black populations in the inner cities dumber and broker, feeding them drugs, making sure that flow never stopped. And as it was once pointed out, You know what? These Democrat politicians show up just in time for the next election, make their little promises, tell everybody it's going to be okay. Poof, they're up and gone. After that election, they're in office for a few more years, and the rhetoric never stops. Oh, we're here to help you. 13 schools in Philadelphia, and none of them can pass a reading test? How can you, and I'm not suggesting you actually need a structured high school and college education to make good in this world. There are specialized fields that you can get the training or learn yourself and go out in the world and make your own way. Pit your intelligence against your competitive, spirited fellow man who can build a better mousetrap, who can make a better product, who's got a better idea. I don't need a high school diploma and a college degree to do that. That's to plug yourself into the accepted corporate world and that bureaucracy. Yeah, here, you'll earn this much and you'll get a few perks. Here, we'll plug you right in. Congratulations, you're going to work tomorrow. Yeah. But it's the rugged individualists have always been successful because they use their creative thought, they use their creative mind and their own energies for their own purposes, for their own ends. Every human being has the ability to do this. More black folks are going to be voting for Donald Trump in this next election because they finally figured out that the little communists that I think we call them Democrats in this country now. Yeah. That blacks are finally starting to figure out these people have done nothing. The do-nothing Congress, to quote Mr. Trump. But they've been doing nothing for the black population specifically. The harder hit areas in the inner cities in this country that have been rotting from the inside out. And then law enforcement is tasked to quell the disturbances and then charges of racism and, oh, boy, and on it goes. Equal justice under the law. I don't give a damn what color you are. I don't care how much money a year you make. I don't care what your station in life is. I don't care if you're a Congress critter or you're my local trash pickup guy. I don't care. In order to have a civilized society, there's got to be a rule of thumb and a standard law. We all pretty much understand that and would adhere to it. And by and large, the people that take this threat to this country serious enough and are willing and able to pick up arms in defense of themselves and their families, but also their rights, their property, which they're both after. They got to take those Second Amendment tools. See, in that First Amendment, you've got this. You get a microphone, or you can't see it. I'm holding up a pen. You know, we got a computer for emails. Those are the tools of the First Amendment. Used to be print. Well, now it could be viewed as online websites, podcast, radio networks, such as you're listening to right now. And they've done their due diligence to try to wipe that chain of communication out. But we're still here. And it's starting to grow ever so slowly. I want people to understand. And this is most important for people to understand. And I don't know if you believe it when I speak these words, but it is absolutely true. Yeah, we have a Republican form of government, and we have a constitution, federal and state, just in case anybody can't read the federal version. Maybe they can read the state or vice versa. But it's opportunity in this country under a standard rule of law. But based in that is the idea of freedom and liberty. And we're the government, and we're not here to help you to death.
in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. I just sent this over to Mike. That's why I was late getting back from break here. Charlotte Isserby's Dumbing Down of America, her book. Free to you, PDF format, downloadable. And that link will be on Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I said this yesterday and I'll say this again. Knowledge is power. The globalists know this. That's why they tried to take control of all of it. You know, what's Trudeau doing in Canada? Well, you can open up a website. It can be website just because you want to, or you do it for business purposes. Oh, but guess what? You're going to have to apply for the license to the government in order to have your webpage. They're after all the forms of communication, folks. They plan on choking it all off. O'Keefe from the Veritas Project, they just threw him off of Twitter. And he's not going to be back anytime soon. So they can keep prattling around and looking under little rocks for those evil deplorables out there spreading their venom and their lies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll just keep opening up more venues. And the only people that are going to be left on the Twitter and the Facebook are going to be the twits and the faceless ones. The people that don't count. Because they're not standing up. They don't need to be counted. They don't have to be counted as an enemy of the state because they're not doing anything to correct the problems and make the corrections necessary to get this government back on track so we can live out a halfway decent life without interference and without being poisoned. Whether it be our bodies or our minds. The people that started this country, they knew what they were doing. They're pretty smart people. Thomas Jefferson. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. This is the only sure reliance. That is the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. What did they do in the schools? They stopped educating our children, didn't they? That timeline has been chopped. And it wouldn't have been effective unless we had public schools controlled by who? Oh, you think it's by your state? No, it's not. It's by the federal government. And the federal government does such a wonderful job. Anything that they tackle, it's just, it's nirvana, folks. It's streets paved with gold in America. It's been a lie. It has been an abject lie. And people are now starting to realize that. But where are they to go? That's why it's important for this network to remain functioning. Because we're the repository, we're the gatherers and disseminators of the information. And we do it in such a way that we're not there selling fear. I don't even want to mention names here, but I'm seeing people, good patriots, I call them patriots for profit, the coronavirus, they're out there selling their little giddy-up packages and protections and, yeah. Mike, are you worried about getting coronavirus? The only thing I can think of coronavirus, which, by the way, the Corona Company in Mexico is highly upset that they're calling this disease coronavirus because they don't want to be associated with their, as Steve Elkins put it, piss in a bottle. Oh, you can have a little lime with that. It's crap beer, it really is. And I wouldn't trust that or any of the products anymore made in Mexico. You know, the Coca-Cola and the Pepsi and, the Fanta products and Sprite and all that stuff. Oh, it's made with real sugar. Yeah, it tastes better. But where in the hell is Mexico getting their water? And what's in that water? Folks, you are the true patriots out there. Do you understand our role? And we need to help and support each other. The globalists are long-term thinkers. I recognize that. I'd read enough at the early onset of my younger years. I understood that right from Jump Street. This, you know, to try to make people believe, you know, something's been in the works for a long, long time for a global order. And basically how it's been sold, you know, it's just business. You know, we need to transact business. We need to be equal partners in business. Well, there's just a few rule changes. You know, sovereignty out the window, your law out the window. It's a new law. It's a new way of doing things. It is crumbling, folks. We've got to pick up this ball and move it and keep it moving. Help us do that. Donate to this network, for God's sakes. This is one of the easiest thing and one of the best ways to spend a dollar in today's world.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. I wanted to play this yesterday. The New Way Forward Act is designed to open U.S. borders to all immigrants, including criminals. Now, folks, this by the way, came off of G. Edward Griffin's site, Need to Know. And by the way, folks, you too can be your own little repository of the information that you want to get. A lot of these sites have a sign-up. I know Ed Griffin. I've known him for years. Very nice man, very smart man, very dedicated man. Been doing this a long time. Well, he had posted up and it was sent over to me. New Way Forward Act is designed to open U.S. borders to all immigrants, including criminals. His remark, the New Way Forward Act is legislation designed to make a new country out of the U.S. using immigrations as the means. The law says conviction should not lead to deportations, meaning that criminals could settle in the U.S. with no danger of being sent back. The bill says criminalizing illegal entry into the U.S. is white supremacy. Illegal aliens would become a protected class while Americans would be required to sustain themselves financially. Aliens who already have been deported for crimes would be brought back into the country at your expense. 44 House Democrats are sponsoring this bill. This will make the hair stand up in the back of your head. Here is Tucker Carlson. And as I said, legislation is sponsored by 44 House Democrats, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and this Omar of Minnesota. But they've got some brethren in the Democrat Party, don't they?
But first, a story that has not received nearly enough attention. In cities across the country, prosecutors and lawmakers are working frantically to make life worse for normal people and easier for thugs and armed robbers. We told you about New York's new bail law, the one that lets criminals back onto the streets immediately after being caught. Not surprisingly, crime has surged. This has shocked nobody except maybe Chris Cuomo's brother, who runs the state and who's responsible for it. Now there's this sad story. In 2018, New York resident Wilmer Rodriguez was brutally assaulted by two members of MS-13 after he tried to protect two boys they were threatening. Rodriguez agreed to testify against his attackers in court, as good citizens do. That decision cost him his life. On Sunday, Rodriguez was beaten to death outside his home. Until recently, Rodriguez would have been protected by New York law, which allowed prosecutors to conceal the names of witnesses until shortly before trial for their safety. But a new law, this one passed to help criminal defendants, required prosecutors to turn over Rodriguez's name to the gang members' lawyers. Almost immediately, gang members started harassing Rodriguez. This week, they killed him. That's what New York is like now. Do the right thing, and you could be murdered by predators the government is determined to protect. Lunacy? Yes, it is lunacy, but it's not confined to New York. In 2018, Nancy Pelosi attacked the president for daring to call MS-13 members animals. According to Pelosi, Trump was more immoral than the gang members he insulted.
We're all God's children. There's a spark of divinity in every person on earth. And so when the president of the United States says about undocumented immigrants, these aren't people, these are animals, you have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person? Oh, every day that you think you've seen it all, along comes another manifestation of why their policies are so inhumane.
He's a sinner. MS-13 are God's children. Well, Vox did an entire video about how really MS-13 were just misunderstood high school students, decent, hardworking kids maligned by a racist media.
When you think of the street gang MS-13, what do you see? Maybe something like this, or this. But what if I told you the typical MS-13 gang member in the U.S. actually looks like one of these young men on Facebook?
The MS-13 members that I've been following are working after-school jobs. They're living with their parents. They get around Long Island on bicycles.
There's no indication that we're seeing a bigger surge of MS-13 than we'd seen in the past.
Fox wants you to calm down. It was just a false alarm. Everything's cool. Go back to bed. Those scary MS-13 gang members, just a nightmare. Except they weren't. They're real. MS-13 is an actual organization. It's a massive transnational criminal organization that's left behind a trail of bodies in a number of countries over decades. 3 years ago, we traveled to El Salvador to see where it all started.
We visited a detention center in San Salvador where suspected MS-13 members are being held before trial. More than 50 men packed in a single cell, their backs to us to avoid being identified. Some seemed barely out of childhood, though in many cases they were covered in gang tattoos, a sign of their total commitment. Before long, some of these guys may wind up in L.A. or Long Island. It's happening now.
What was your role in the gang?
I was a soldier, a foot soldier.
What does that mean?
A significant... A trigger man. That means to kill.
How old were you when you first killed?
I was 15 years old. That was my first homicide.
How many people did you kill?
I've killed...
Bastante.
Quite a few.
Bastante.
Quite a few.
A 15-year-old committing murder. We have those in our country, too. It's a sad fact. It's something we should be both horrified and ashamed of. Crime and violence are the clearest possible signs that a society isn't functioning as it should. If they increase to a certain point, societies don't function at all. And we should be worried about that always. We ought to be doing all that we can to build a place, a country, where people who follow the law are rewarded, those who flout it are punished, and above all, children can live in peace and safety. That used to be obvious. It's not obvious anymore. At this moment, there's a bill pending in the Congress called the New Way Forward Act. It's received almost no publicity, and that's unfortunate, as well as revealing. The legislation is sponsored by 44 House Democrats, including Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's roughly 4,400 words long. That means it's almost exactly as long as the U.S. Constitution. Like the Constitution, it's designed to create a whole new country. The bill would entirely remake our immigration system with the explicit purpose of ensuring that criminals are able to move to the United States and settle here permanently with immunity. Now, you may think we're exaggerating for effect, but we're not exaggerating, not even a little bit. The New Way Forward Act is the single most radical piece of legislation we have ever seen proposed in this country, ever. It makes the Green New Deal look like the status quo. A document produced by Democrats to promote the bill says this, and we're quoting it verbatim. Convictions should not lead to deportation, end quote. Now, keep in mind, we're not talking about convictions for double parking or even for DUI. The bill targets felony convictions, serious crimes that could send you to prison for years and should. A press release from Congressman Jesus Garcia of Illinois is explicit about this. Garcia brags that the bill will break the, quote, prison to deportation pipeline, something most of us were for. So how does the bill do that? Well, under current U.S. law, legal U.S. immigrants can be deported if they commit a, quote, aggravated felony or a crime of moral turpitude, that is a vile, depraved act like molesting children. Under the New Way Forward Act, crimes of moral turpitude are eliminated entirely as justification for deportation. And the category of aggravated felony gets eliminated, too. So what does that mean? Consider this. Under current law, immigrants who commit serious crimes, robbery to fraud to child sexual abuse, must be deported regardless of the sentences they receive. Other crimes, less severe ones like racketeering, require deportation if the perpetrator receives at least a one-year sentence. Under this bill, there would no longer be any crime that automatically requires deportation. None. And one crime, falsifying a passport, would be made immune from deportation no matter what, because apparently 9/11 never even happened, and we no longer care about fake government documents. By the way, if you just renewed your driver's license to comply with the Real ID Act, you must feel like an idiot, because immigrants are getting a pass. You're not. Under the proposed legislation, for crimes that would still allow deportation, the required prison sentence would rise from 1 year to 5 years. We checked the Bureau of Justice statistics. According to federal data, crimes like car theft, fraud, and weapons offenses all carry average prison sentences of fewer than 5 years. And that's just looking at averages. There are people who commit rape, child abuse, even manslaughter, and get sentences with fewer than 5 years. Lots of them, actually. If the New Way Forward Act passes, immigrants who commit those crimes and receive those sentences would remain in this country. And of course, they will be eligible for citizenship day one, too, of course. But even that is understating the law's effect. Even a 5-year prison sentence wouldn't necessarily be enough to trigger deportation. The bill would grant sweeping new powers to immigration judges, allowing them to nullify a deportation order. The only requirement for that is, quote, the immigration judge finds such an exercise of discretion appropriate in pursuant of humanitarian purposes, to assure family unity, or when it is otherwise in the public interest. Talk about open-ended. In other words, anti-American immigration judges, and there are a lot of those in this country, would have a blank check to open the borders. You would not be voting on this. It would happen anyway. Is this shocking you yet? Because we're just getting started. We read this proposed legislation. Here's another point. Current U.S. law makes drug addiction grounds for deportation, because why wouldn't it? This bill would eliminate that statute. Current law also states that those who have committed drug crimes abroad or, quote, any crimes involving moral turpitude are ineligible to immigrate here. The New Way Forward Act abolishes that statute. So a Mexican drug cartel leader could be released from prison, then freely come to America immediately. And if he wants, he could come here illegally, and it still wouldn't be a crime because, and you were waiting for this part, the bill also decriminalizes illegal entry into America, even by those we've previously deported. In other words, you break our law, we send you out, you come back, you break it again, you can stay. According to a document promoting this bill, criminalizing illegal entry into America is, quote, white supremacist. That's a quote, white supremacist. Now, by this point, you're beginning to wonder, are we making this up? We're not making it up. In fact, we're barely halfway through the bill. The legislation doesn't just make it harder to deport illegal immigrants who commit crimes. It doesn't just make it easier for criminals to move here illegally, though it does both. The bill would also effectively abolish all existing enforcement against illegal immigration. To detain illegal immigrants, ICE would have to prove in court that they are dangerous or a flight risk. But of course, ICE wouldn't be allowed to use a detainee's prior criminal behavior as proof of danger. That's banned. ICE would have to overcome even more hurdles if the detainee claims to be gay or transgendered. If they're under 21, or if they can't speak English and an interpreter isn't immediately available, they get a pass. In other words, it would be much harder to arrest an illegal alien in this country than it is to arrest you. They're the protected class here. You're just some loser who's paying for it all. But believe it or not, we saved the nuttiest part of this legislation for last, and here's what it is. What could be more destructive than changing U.S. law specifically to allow rapists, child molesters, and drug dealers to stay in America? How about this? Using taxpayer money to bring deported criminals back into America. That's right. This bill would not only abolish your right to control who lives in your country, but it invents a brand new right. Quote, the right to come home. It orders the government to create a, quote, pathway for those previously deported to apply to return to their homes and families in the United States, as long as they would have been eligible to stay under the new law. It's retroactive, in other words. DHS must spend taxpayer dollars transporting convicted criminal illegal aliens back into the United States. Not making this up. So who would be eligible for these flights? Tens of thousands of people we kicked out of this country for all kinds of crimes. Sexual abuse, robbery, assault, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking. From 2002 to 2018, 480,000 people were deported for illegal entry or reentry into America. And under this bill, you'd have to buy each of them a plane ticket to come home. Those tickets alone would cost about $1 billion. And that's before Democrats make you start paying for these criminals free health care, too, which they plan to do and have said so. The New Way Forward Act fundamentally inverts every assumption you have about this country. Under this legislation, the criminals are now the victims. Law enforcement is illegitimate. It's racist, just like the country you live in, just like you are. And the only solution is to get rid of both. America would be better off as a borderless rest stop for the world's predators and parasites. That's the point of this. And we're not overstating. Go read it. This is a big deal. This is not a small thing. This is not renaming a post office. It's hard to believe any American would put these ideas on paper, much less try to pass them into law. And yet, remarkably, that's happening. And even more remarkably, the press has ignored it. This isn't happening in secret. It's happening in the House of Representatives. Scores of Democrats have backed this bill. But the legislation has not been mentioned in the New York Times, has been mentioned on CNN, a news channel, or even in self-described conservative outlets like National Review. No mention. Consider if this were working the other way. If a lone, I don't know, Republican state legislator from Minot, North Dakota had proposed a bill this extreme that would remake America completely, the president himself would be expected to answer for it. CNN would demand that he disavow it, even if he'd never heard of it before. But when one-fifth of the entire Democratic caucus backs a bill demanding that you import illegal alien felons and then pay for it, it's a non-event in the American media. They don't think you should know about it. And that's dangerous, if we're being honest. Whether the press cares or not, these are the stakes of the 2020 election, and you have a right to know what they are. A growing wing of the Democratic Party views America itself as essentially illegitimate, a rogue state in which everything must be destroyed and remade. Our laws, our institutions, our customs, our freedoms, our history, our values. And of course, that's the point of all of this. An entirely new country in which resistance is crushed and they're in charge forever.
A long, long time ago, when I saw that there was not a serious effort to stop illegal aliens from coming into this country, and then discover that they've been aided and abetted, this is how the new drug cartel got set up in this country, the MS-13 gang members. And as Carlson said, you know, they were mostly identified with tattoos. They'd have themselves tattooed. If there was a bare patch of skin on their body, from their hair roots down to their toenails, it would be adorned with gang tattoos. But they got smart. These are the guys that are now in control, and they're not often seen in public, or at least out on the streets doing the dirty dealings of drug distribution. Okay. They've got their new lieutenants, and they got their members out on the streets that, well, look like anybody else. They're not adorned with gang tattoos. In my estimation, this government allowed a band of criminals into this country. We barely talked about the Russian mafia moving in here. But we made no mention about the criminal syndicate that was set up and allowed and fostered by this weak approach to illegal immigration. And now they want to invite the lawbreakers back in to do what? To break more laws. This is the vision of the Democrat Party. And don't tell me they're not here to destroy the very foundations and the very fabric of this country.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door.
Some of the stories I hope to get to in the next hour. And here again, as a move on the free flow of information, California declares ham radio obsolete, demands repeater infrastructure to be removed. Attorney General Barr announces DOJ will file multiple lawsuits against state and local governments for enacting sanctuary city policies. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
Hi, John. I just wanted to let you know that the primary landlord for the undocumented is HUD. I exposed that and kind of accidentally when I was exposing the poisoning of the poor living in the manufactured mobile home industry. 1976, HUD was given authority over that entire industry. And then when the units were shipped to a city or county, HUD was still the proprietor and shielding the housing of the undocumented in those units where the city and county and state had no jurisdiction. Look at the information I have up on my web, and you'll find it hidden in there. Every manufactured mobile home in America is federally controlled property. And if you put an undocumented in there, the city, county, and state have no power over you.
I would like to see that in writing, Tom.
The national, it's called the, yeah, it's on there. There's a link to the Manufactured Housing Safety Act of 1976. That gave the federal government total jurisdiction over a manufactured mobile home. It's right there.
Okay, but Tom, it's when you say it's right there, you know it because you posted it and you know where it's at. Okay, if you could do me a grand favor of taking, extracting those important points you just made, it makes it a heck of a lot easier for me to glean it and then disseminate it.
Well, since I was blinded, if you go in there and you link to a link called License to Kill, it'll take you to that act. And that's why they went after me, is because that was exposing. If you watch Food Incorporated, the last segment of Food Incorporated shows the coyotes delivering the families and the workers that are going to work at in those packing plants in Garden City, Kansas. They're dumping in the mobile home parks owned by the packing industry, and the county, the state, have no jurisdiction as to who's in there, and the contraband that goes along with
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Tom, let me understand what you're saying here. Because these people are living in a mobile home, or one of the things that were created for emergencies, the likes of which we saw in New Orleans.
The FEMA trailers, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So just because that's under the purview and the guidance and the rules and regulations of the federal government in its construction, that they hold dominion
and,
of...
What? And in the sales, too. You can't buy them unless you go through HUD.
All right. We're at
They're
the top.
Financed through HUD. The city and county and state have no... They have no jurisdiction inside a trailer.
Yeah, but totally where? But the mind. Tom, where's the trailer sitting? It's not floating, you know, above the ground.
anywhere it's at.
All right,
it's still federal property.
Tom, I'm up against a hard break here. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right, check out that Gassing America and follow the link to License to Kill.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.